again. We're going to try this again. We're going to bring everybody back. Hey, bro. I knew that was going to happen. Okay, now I see Minnesota. Okay, now I see it. Okay, I knew that was going to happen. And now I see Frankie. Hey, Smoke, welcome. Shelby. I know, bro, you gotta go through the whole song again. Oh, somebody on YouTube is like, what happened? I guess I'm starting that over too. My intro was supposed to say, today is Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is my turn to talk. That's what you missed. All right, we're going to see what happens now. Hey, Juju. You know, whenever my panel is messing up, I always know that Podbean is going to shut down, as the only people who I saw was Frankie and Bro. I didn't see Minnesota, even though I know she was here. She left and she came back, and I knew that it was going to end. So, yeah. So, I'm glad we're only into it like, you know, a couple of minutes, but I will say my spiel all over again. But anyway, guys, I just want to know, you know, can tradition ruin a family? Can family suffocate who we are and what we eventually become? You know, and Bro had said prior that, you know, that what went on 100 years ago may not go on now. And Shelby says, hello, all. I hope your day is going better than mine. My day is going well, and I'm sorry if your day is not, and I do hope that it gets better. You know, but I had also said that you have some families, some cultures, where the youngest doesn't get married until everyone else gets married. And if you're a family of girls, a lot of times that youngest does not get married at all, because they have to stay home and take care of their parents. I was saying that I think that, hey, GP, welcome. And I was saying, I think that that's archaic. And I think that is cruel, you know? And you have the siblings who would say, not necessarily, but I'm assuming that a lot of them would, well, you're not married, you don't have a family, what do you have to do? Meaning you are able to stay home and take care of mom and dad. And by the way, I'm bringing my, you know, four kids over because we need a babysitter for Saturday night. You know, what happens if you break with tradition? What happens if you don't want to go to that Sunday dinner? What happens if you don't want to go and spend Thanksgiving with your family, but your family has always done it? What happens when you get married and you're now dividing your time between two families? You know, what if their family is the one that your significant other, they always spent time with their family? Do you go to your family and he or she goes to theirs? Hey, shy lady, welcome. You know, what do you do? Bro says nothing. You don't do anything? I mean, you know, because I think that one thing that people forget when they are growing up, you know, this is some things that I have to remind myself of, is you can make all the plans you want to. You can make all the plans you want to with your family, with your siblings, with your friends. Oh, you know, when we get grown, we're going to do this and this. But then when you have another person, when you marry another person, what you had planned on doing with your family may not necessarily happen. What if you're someone who, you know, you get a job and you move out of state, or your spouse gets a job and you move out of state? Are those family traditions going to continue? But there are some people who truly get upset if family traditions are broken. So what do you do? You know, what do you do if, you know, you always, you know, your mother always wants you to come over and do this, this, and this, but your husband or your wife is like, I don't want to go over your mother's house. I don't want to spend time with your mother. I don't want to spend, you know, or what if they don't like your family for whatever reason? What do you do? Hey, bro, welcome. And GP says, I'll hang out with my woman's family as long as they're not drunks or potheads. And Juju says to Shelby, sorry, your day is not going well. Your evening will be fabulous. Hey, hey. So, bro, you there? I think he popped off. Maybe he'll come back. Okay, here he is.
Do you hear me?
Hello, hello. I can hear you now. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, what it is when tradition is broken by individuals who outgrow them. Traditions are only necessary for individuals who don't reach their full potential as an adult.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree with you on that, bro, because again, you know, a tradition can be anything. So again, it's like, if you have a tradition of your family always gets together on Christmas.
Yep.
How are you not reaching your potential as an adult if your family has always gotten together on Christmas?
Because at some point I have my own family and we start our own tradition. My efforts is to my family first, not to those who brought me up.
Okay,
it's to my sons and daughters and wife.
Okay, so but is it fair to say that you're not reaching your full potential just because you know, are starting your own family? And at the same time, can't someone say, well, bro, you know, yeah, you have your own family, but can't you still come have Christmas dinner with mom and dad? And bring the family with you, and then it's just one big family, all the grandkids and the aunts and uncles and everybody.
It won't be It won't be frequent, because if it will interfere with what I'm doing, it's not happening. See, understand this. If I felt like I never grew up and needed my family, maybe that door being open would be a necessary thing. But if I grow into my own and have just as big a house and just as nice a cars and biggest, I don't need them for that.
Okay, well then let me go to the other tradition that I was talking about. And this is a cultural thing. You have some families that, as I said, especially, hey Blunt, welcome. You have some families, and it mainly pertains to girls, that you get married in order of your age. The oldest one gets married first, and the youngest one doesn't get married. If you're the youngest daughter, in some cultures, you don't get married at all. You stay home, and your job is to become an old maid and take care of mom and dad. That's a tradition. Now,
that's an ugly tradition. And the reason why I say that is because, again, they are relying on mom and dad. If they grew out of that dependency or that dependent state, then they're not looking for the dowry to get married that's coming from their parents.
You're missing what I'm saying. The parents are saying that you cannot get married. Mom and dad are saying you can, right? So because how are they looking for a dowry if the youngest is never going to get married?
All right, check this out. And if mom and dad say I can't get married, then that's a mom and dad that I need to disconnect from. Just because you are my mom or my dad, you don't own me.
So I am saying then that then at some point then someone breaks the tradition, but we're talking about traditions of for some people, generations and generations and generations. You look at the Chinese people. Their tradition is that when you get married, more than likely you are bringing either both of your parents into the house or just, but your parents are living with you. It's a matter of respecting your parents. Like, you took care of me, now it's my turn to take care of you. And you see that within that culture.
Then you know what I do? If that's the case, then what I do, if I'm wealthy enough to take care of them, then I will put them in a position that's cool for them to exist.
But I don't have
to bring them to my house.
Okay, but again,
I'm
not just saying you. I'm just saying, just as a whole, I'm just saying that you have some traditions within a family that are generational. I mean, you have some families that, I don't like this at all. And a lot of people, I know a lot of men are going to push back on me. Why do you have to name your son after the father? Why does it have to be the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the seventh? Can't that child have their own name? But tradition states that the firstborn son is going to be named after the father. And then you got Robert Jr., Sr., the third, fourth, fifth, sixth, eighth, you know, whatever.
You know who think like that, Solid Blue? Most of the men who think like that, they think in line with what was already there before them. See, understand this. I don't have to name my son my name to have a legacy. The fact that he's my seed, that's my legacy. Do you know traditions are in place for people who wasn't supposed to think? Because the older the tradition is, the least amount of thinking they were doing at the time. Now that we think well enough on our own, we don't have to be a traditional or customary people to exist. We could break away from that now.
You really think that?
Yes. Do you know that most of tradition is parents, is the way the parents perceive their children? Do you know that most moms or most dads, if you go to them and be like, hey, I want to take your son on a tour, they could really sing. They'd be like, who, my son? because they never thought that their child was going to amount to anything. And the traditions helped them cover that. It helped them shield what they thought was the ignorance of their children.
Okay, so let me read what Charlie just said. Not so true if that Chinese tradition is still relevant. My kids have friends who are in their 20s and some of them are not too traditional. And Charlie, that is true, especially if they are westernized. But again, I'm talking about culture. If you go over to China or Japan or even India, you are going to see that in their country. When you come to America, people tend to do what Americans do. But in those, in that instance, what you're saying, if they're here, I do think that, you know, for when people come over here, then they may not do the whole family thing, whatever. Mr. A, welcome. Okay, so, bro, I understand what you're saying, but again, you also have people who, and I don't mean to disrespect anyone who is in a household like this. I grew up in a independent household where my parents were like independent. But you have some people who the male child doesn't do anything. It's like if the male child has sisters, the sisters are the ones that are cleaning up, they are cooking, they are washing clothes, whatever, and the male child just basically just comes and goes as he pleases, because that's the tradition in their household. I don't think that's right. I think that's very sexist.
That tradition sucks. And the reason why that tradition sucks is because it damages and handicaps young men.
It handicaps young men. I think it damages and it handicaps young women, because women are
What it does is it creates an environment that's not putting out men conducive to women for marriage.
But it's also making women in regard
to
think that that's what they're supposed to do. So
no, you know what it does? It makes women hate men. Understand this?
Yeah, I mean that is a possibility.
If a female child see that her brother don't have to do, and she's going to have a problem with that. And she's going to view herself as the black sheep, think her mom and dad love the brother. That causes sibling rivalry that ends up turning into gender rivalry.
I don't disagree. That's why I think that that's a tradition that sucks. But you have traditions in a family. And that's why my question is, can family suffocate who we are and what we eventually become? Can your family just suck because of your family tradition, can they just suck the life out of you? You know,
I think that tradition was put in place to safeguard unintelligent people. And to keep them living at a certain level where they wouldn't think of even dare opposing any powers that be in front. Understand this. If you weaken a people with tradition and make them believe that the place that they are in is where they are supposed to be, they would never go face to face with the tyrant or the people that's oppressing them, because they have believed that they should be where they are. They have believed that that is a divine position for them.
But unfortunately, you have a lot of cultures and a lot of societies that are doing just that. You have cultures and societies. I mean, I bring up China. I bring up Russia. I bring up a lot of other places whose society, you know, you look at some place like India, where they don't value women. I mean, look at all the rapes and everything that take place there. So again, that's a cultural thing. How do you get rid of centuries of tradition and culture that is so ingrained? Now, when people come over to the U.S., we don't have traditions or whatever. I mean, because we're multicultural. And
no, we have them, but we don't stick to them. We don't adhere to them because we really outgrew them.
I would say that for America has traditions, but it's not one whole country thing. It's more of a, well, this group is going to do this, this group is going to do that, and this group is going to do that. I don't think that
that's
you have
only
one big
solid
thing.
Blue. That's only because America is not homogenous. That means that everybody isn't the same. You got people who brought their customs with them from wherever they came, and we're not supposed to practice the traditions and customs that people bring with them. China don't do that. No other country does that. No homogenous country rock with the individuals that come in. It's either their way or the highway.
And that's why I'm saying that America doesn't have traditions. And Shelley, you said most people born and raised in America don't have any traditions. I think people that were born before 1970 probably experienced more traditional things in America. I do agree with that. With the divorce rate in America hovering around 50%, I think traditions have lost their way in America. But I don't even think necessarily think that it's a divorce thing either, because you look at something like the July 4th. I don't celebrate the 4th. We used to, but then my mother was like, why are we celebrating July 4th when it was not meant for us? And when you look at the history, it's like, why am I celebrating this?
Solid blue. Can I say something really, really quick?
Go ahead.
We don't celebrate the 4th of July. We don't celebrate Easter, Christmas. We just see that as a time to get together. We're not in the spirit of those things. And if we are, very few of us are.
Okay,
we just use that as a day to celebrate.
But people may say that that's a tradition. People may say, well, it's a tradition in America that we all go down to the Statue of Liberty and we do this and we, whatever. Some people think that. Some people think that the 4th of July or Easter, whatever, we celebrate, we are going to celebrate Easter and this and this and this and this and this. I don't look at Easter as Easter. I look at it as Resurrection
Day. A day to chill with your family.
That's what you do.
It's a day you get off of work and you chill with your family.
Well, it's usually on a Sunday, but I'm just saying, and I think it's interesting because Target, the only holiday that they take off where the store is closed nationwide is Easter. And I just thought that was interesting. Out of Christmas and Thanksgiving and everything, that Easter is the one day that Target will totally shut down. But again, going back to America and traditions, I don't think America has traditions like other countries. Other countries have ingrained traditions. America's traditions are basically what your forefathers, which your ancestors brought over, and then if your family chose to keep up with them.
But that you will see that in any country that's as diverse as America is. I don't care if the Irish come over here and they say, well, we got to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. I might chill and drink on St. Patrick's Day, but I don't care about St. Patrick. But the people from Ireland really care.
I don't celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
It's not about celebrating. It's about getting together.
But St. Patrick's Day, and for me, it comes and it goes. It's just another day on the calendar. So.
But what I'm saying is, as I say that, solid blue, not to just say that I care about St. Patrick's Day. I say that as we're not a nation that just have one person or one people that everybody look alike, behave. We're not that type of nation. So of course we're going to have sporadic cultures and traditions amongst us. Nothing is the same.
But okay, and I understand that. And Shy Lady, yes, we are talking about family traditions, but holidays do get wrapped up in those family traditions. I mean, your family tradition could be that you are going to do this on Christmas or Easter, whatever. But, you know, other people may not. So, Shy Lady, welcome.
Hi. Hello, everybody. Well, I'm actually agreeing more with Bro today. Because I totally get what he's saying, because I know people we really didn't have any traditions in my family, to be honest with you. And I know people that would go to church or whatever on Easter, you know, that may have been a tradition, but there were also people that I knew that would have a barbecue on the 4th of July. But the subject of the Declaration of Independence and all patriotic didn't mean anything to them. Absolutely nothing. It was just a party, barbecue, hanging out at the park. And it wasn't nothing about no tradition. It was like a holiday. People were off. If the 4th fell on a Monday or whatever, people were off. And they went out to the park and they barbecued. My family didn't celebrate it. My family weren't into all of that. But I know a lot of people who did.
Okay, right. So this is what I'm saying. So if your idea of the 4th is having a barbecue and hanging out, but then you marry somebody, you know, or a friend of yours or whatever, they really get into the, oh, you know, we are patriots and we're going to do this and, you know, and you know, bow to the flag or whatever. What do you do if you happen to be around that? I mean, do you still participate or do you step back?
As a Black person.
You are cutting out. You cut out on the, that's kind of a.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear.
I was going to say, as a Black person, that kind of is like, another Black people that I know, that doesn't apply to us. To me, when I'm thinking of family tradition, I'm thinking of a family that say, for Thanksgiving, Grace, you're gonna make the potato salad. Barbara, you're gonna make the macaroni and cheese. To me, when I'm thinking of family tradition, I'm thinking of something personal in the family that they actually do, not so much the holiday itself, because everybody's off. I'm thinking that's a tradition. Like, I know people in my husband's family, they have a person that does the dressing. They have a person that does the macaroni and cheese. There's a lot of families like that. That's their tradition.
But for other people, the tradition is the holiday. Because when I think about it, why should we celebrate Thanksgiving?
But no,
I mean, seriously.
But I get what you're saying. I totally get what you're saying. But for like what Bro was saying, as Black people, everybody's just happy to have a day off, and they just, we gonna cook. Nobody think about no pilgrims. Everybody knows what happened. Everybody knows that the pilgrims were bogus. Everybody know what they did, but people are not thinking about that when they at home eating. Everybody's off work, at least. Maybe white people do. Maybe it's something for them.
But most black people
I know are not thinking about, oh, this is the time the pilgrims and the Indians or Native Americans got together and broke bread. Bullshit.
Well, actually, the Native Americans and the pilgrims did not get together and break bread.
That's what you're taught.
Because actually, the pilgrims actually slaughtered the Native Americans. So.
Everybody knows that, but everyone.
I understand that. But my point was, I wasn't trying to get into Black, white, or anything like that. I was just
But when you talk about when you kind of brought it up, because you talk about how. As who you are, the Declaration of Independence and the 4th of July, You don't celebrate it. There's a lot of Black people that don't.
You're right. And
I think you will find a lot of white people, more than Black people, who do celebrate it because it's symbolic.
And that's what I mean when I say that that's a tradition, that for some people, they really get into it and they celebrate it, whereas other people don't. You know, other people do see it as, okay, you know what? I'm just happy to have this day off. Because when I look at, you know, Thanksgiving, I'm not thinking about the pilgrims, whatever. I am not thinking about that. Right. But you have, those kindergarten classes where you make the turkeys out of the hands,
right?
You know, whatever. And, you know, one person's the Native American and the other person's the pilgrim, whatever. But again, what do you do when you have someone in your family who says, on Thanksgiving, we always go over to our parents' house to have Thanksgiving, and you may not want to go? What do you do?
You compromise. I know lots of people like that. Especially when you're married, you compromise. Some people say, well, we spent 2021 at your family for Thanksgiving, so we're going to spend Christmas at your family on 2022, vice versa. I know a lot of people do that.
It's
compromising when you get married, or you got a person that maybe you're not married, maybe you just shacking, or you live together, or whatever, or you're not living together, but you're a couple, and you decide we're gonna switch, vice versa. You know, you have to make it work.
Okay, all right, bro. You want to comment on what Shailene was saying?
She is absolutely right. Let me say this, Stella Bloom. Do you know that we never really had tradition in America as far as Black people, because people that have had traditions have been together over generation after generation. Do you know most families don't stay together long enough? During slavery, they took the children from us. Now, today, a lot of men leave the home and some of them never see their children. Like, you couldn't bring tradition into broken families like that. That's why a lot of tradition don't stay, and we're not a planning people. We don't plan no more than 2 to 3 years in advance. After that, we don't know what's going on.
But I don't think But I don't think people in America as a whole have traditions. I don't care what color you are. I truly don't. I think that if you were to ask people in your family, what traditions do you have? And I'm talking about stuff that is passed down. Like, okay, we always use, you know, whatever. I think that America, we don't have that, whereas in other countries, do.
No, Black people in America, don't mistake the rest. Don't you know Jews have Jewish traditions and holy days and holidays that they have as their customs that we don't even know about? Most of us don't even, like, people that come from Italy, they come here with their practices.
This is what I'm saying. They are coming over here with them. They are coming over here with those traditions.
Can I say something, please?
Go ahead.
Okay. To me, this is what I'm hearing. Correct me if it's not right, but to me, it seemed like you're trying to have a different definition of a tradition. A tradition could be a mother passing a ring down to a son, to his wife, or the father, or whatever, saying, this is your grandmother's ring. Traditions are something that people do. Tradition is not something specific to a culture. A tradition could be somebody saying, Barbara makes the potato salad every year. As a matter of fact, I went to a funeral a month ago, and it was a woman who died at around 60 years old, and we were at her funeral, and her kids are in their 30s, and they said, Barbara made the best, her name is not Barbara, whatever, but she made the best potato salad, and they said that when Barbara passed, now that Barbara has passed, her daughter is going to make the potato salad because she's gone. That's a tradition. It's got
that's not,
with
but
a
that's
culture.
That is not, that's not what I'm saying. I understand what
but
you
but you're saying.
But I understand. Wait, hold on. I understand what you and Bro are saying. You are absolutely right. You are absolutely right. A tradition could be where every Sunday I make rice, or every Sunday I you know, whatever, or I wear this blue dress. That I understand that. I'm also saying, in addition to what you are saying, that a tradition is also, that are also things that are passed down. I'm saying tradition.
Absolutely. And potato salad could be passed down too. Absolutely.
Okay. And I'm not, and so I'm not shooting down or disagreeing. I'm not doing that at all. I have not disagreed at all. I'm just saying, in addition to, it's also this. That's what I'm saying.
I agree.
Can I say something really quick? Can I address GP Man for a comment he made in the chat really quick?
Yeah,
he
go ahead.
Said that it seems like we come from atheistic households with no tradition, like life must be easy. Do you know that there are people who have traditions and customs in witchcraft? Having traditions or not having traditions mean it don't mean not having a God. Most of the most godly people didn't keep tradition simply because God set every person that he used as a prophet away from the home and household of his father. Every man that God used went away from his dad, which means they weren't connected to the traditions and the customs. Ask Moses, ask Aaron, ask Lot, ask Solomon, ask them all.
Okay. And I totally understand.
No, I just had to just correct them real quick. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. That's okay. No, but I mean, I want you all to know that I'm not disagreeing with what anyone's saying. A tradition can be, if you know, wear a blue hat every single day, that could be a tradition. I'm just saying that for me, I'm looking at the whole that in addition to what you all are saying, traditions are also things that are passed down. And I'm saying that for America, America does not seem to have traditions that are that. Let me say this so people. Okay, America does not seem to have traditions the way other people do, that were brought over. We create traditions. I understand that. So I'm not disagreeing with Shy Lady. I'm not disagreeing with Bro. As usual, I'm just looking at the whole. Shy Lady. And what also says America is also a very young country. Yes,
okay.
Yes, it is.
Okay, the topic is about family traditions or whatever. But now we're talking about different countries. So can you hear me?
Did you say last week, you know, your topic?
Yes, 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 yes. And traditions, to me, can be anything that a person passed down or something that they do in their family. They could do the what they call the white elephant thing instead of the regular. They might have a tradition of doing that every Christmas. It's just something that a person or a family does that's in their own family. That's something that's unique to them. I don't think it necessarily has to be about a culture. It could be about a culture, but when it's about a culture, that's more about the aspect. Like, for instance, my daughter was dating a person that's a different religion, and their family believed that you're not bringing nobody up in here that's not what they are. That's their tradition. They don't marry outside of their faith. Is that a tradition? Is that passed down, or is that just something that this family practices because that's what they do as a culture? So is that a tradition or is it a culture?
I think that, I mean, I don't know. So now that's a good question. Is that a cultural tradition or is it a culture thing? I mean, I don't know. I mean, you have a lot of people who are like that. You better not bring so and so. They don't look like us. You better not bring them in. Or if they're not a Catholic or Jewish or you know whatever, then don't. You know, you're not going to marry them. Is that a cultural thing?
Sometimes.
Or is that okay? Right. So I mean, that's a hard one.
Let me say this. Now, part of it could be something that's prejudice because this person said that they got a cousin who brought a woman in that was not of their religion, but because she looked like them, it was okay. She can convert.
Okay, so again, I say then, can tradition ruin a family? What if that person doesn't want to convert, but the guy still marries her, whatever, is that breaking the family? Is that ruining the family because you're stepping out of tradition or stepping out of what the family wants?
It's stepping out, in this person's case, if this person decided that's what he wanted to do, then it would be stepping out of the will of his family. He wasn't willing to risk that, his family, the loss of his family, because they definitely would have cut him off. But he wasn't willing to risk that. So he's going to do what's right with his family is prejudiced because the person that don't look like them, if the person looks like them, but they're another faith, then it's okay. But if the person is totally the opposite in color, then it's not okay.
Okay, so listen,
they can be the same religion, okay? They can be the same religion, but because it's the person is darker in hue, and this is a true story, happened to my daughter. Mm-hmm. If the person is darker in hue, then they're not with that. Even if she wanted to convert, they're not with that. That's not a tradition, that's prejudice.
No, that's okay. Not prejudice. That makes good common sense. Let me say this.
Okay, don't shy lady, I'm going to mute you for a moment because you're a background noise. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Most people, their Bibles, their Qurans, their most of their religious material tell them to, you know, keep their bloodline pure. That's not racism. That they tell their daughters to not mess with men of darker hue or people that's not of the same stock. No, it's nothing wrong with that. People have a right to be proud to be black. They have a right to be proud to be white. But what they don't have the right to do is have the right to disadvantage people. When you disadvantage people and cut them off from the access of wealth, that's racism. Not telling your daughter not to mess with somebody outside of who you are. That's not racism.
Shy lady?
That's intelligence.
I have to disagree. Excuse the noise. I'm trying to get out of the gym. I'm in the pool area. And it's a very noisy. But I have to disagree because I have people in my family, I'm going to say, who are Muslim. And they look like me. Now, they can go to places and, can you hear me?
Yeah.
They can go to places, mosque or whatever, and that are the opposite of them, don't want to be around. They don't want to be around them. And you dare not offer your son to one of their daughters, even if you are the same thing as far as religion. You dare not do that. That to me is not prejudice. To me, that is racism, because you're the same religion. You're the same religion. What does it matter if the color is different? If you're the same religion, you're going to be practicing the same rituals, Ramadan. What does it matter?
You're right. It shouldn't matter. So again, is that a tradition? Or is that just what your family wants? Or like you said, it's just downright racism. Hey, GP, welcome.
Hello. How's everybody?
Good.
Okay,
it's very rare that you pop up on my panel. What's up?
Oh no, I'm on my lunch break, so I figured I was listening in, but finally got off for lunch. But I wanted to say hi and whatnot. But it's I like this topic because I actually deal with this a lot in my mid-30s, and it happens a lot where if you're not of the religion, they hold that against you quite a bit. And I didn't think I was going to come across that, but it's very common now that, you know, you're trying to settle down, trying to find that life partner. It's a huge factor. I think the race thing is not so much as the religion, because that's your whole belief. That's your, like you mentioned, traditions and the faith-based.
But, okay, so let me ask this then. Can faith-based religions be racist or prejudiced? And I'm not just saying white against black. I'm talking about black with white, Asian with black, black, Asian, whatever. I mean, can traditions be racist or prejudice?
They could be prejudiced more. I'll say race that much because I would say it's more prejudice. Because even like when I was in the Middle East, when I was living out there, you could be a Sunni, but the woman you fell for is a Shia, even though you're both out of the Muslim branch, there's still going to be heavy conflict there because it's not the same branch. So they discriminate. They feel like they're better than those guys over there because they're Shia instead of Sunni. And so it could be not even about race. It's more of a prejudice. You think you're better. Same thing. Like I've had to deal with the same thing because I'm not a man of faith. I'm an atheist. And I had a lot of complications when it came to dating because they're like, well, you don't believe in what we believe. Yeah, but I've never done you wrong. What's the problem? I have no bad history of my persona. It's just that's not what I believe in. I don't believe in all that. I respect your faith if you have it, but I'm not going to think I'm better than you in any way because that's not what atheism is about. It's just, hey, we're all cats and, you know, we're all here. We just got to make the best of it. But if you believe in your God, it makes you a better person. By all means, go for it. Okay. That's what we're about. Yeah.
Okay. Now, T-Gun says, if the propaganda is put together well enough, people wouldn't even know they're being prejudiced. That's interesting. That's an interesting comment. Bro, I know you want to say something.
T-Gun is absolutely right. Let me say this, Solid Blue. Most of the religions, or all of them, are regional. That those religions never took into account at one point in history that a group of people would just be dumped off in one area with all these different religions, all of these different customs, and all of these different practices. So when those religions said to them, keep their blood pure, remember at one time they were living in a region where everybody looked alike. So you couldn't say that religion saying that is based on that religion being racist. You can't make that claim.
Okay. All right. So going back to my original question, taking into everything that you said, bro, what Shyla said, what GP says, and what people are saying in the chat, can tradition, I do have tradition in quotes, can it ruin a family? Is tradition,
yes,
something that is passed down? Is it, is it a thought?
Yes.
So,
yes,
okay. So my question to both GP and Bro, since you guys are up here on the panel, is Shy Lady still here? And Shy Lady's here too. What happens if you decide that you told me don't marry this person because they're not the same religion or they're not the same color, whatever. And you decide to do that anyway. Are you breaking tradition or are you breaking your family's will?
You are coming out from under the will of tradition. Understand this, no tradition.
The will of tradition or the will of your family?
Both.
No, you're coming out up from under the will of tradition. Let me say this. If my mom told me that I had to make grits every day at 8:30 as a grown man, do you know it's not going to take nothing for me to just be like, yo, I'm not doing that tonight. That it's not going to take anything. I won't lose any sleep or any nothing. Tradition will ruin a family because it gives people things to argue about. It gives people reasons to say, you know what? If that's the case, I don't even want to deal with y'all no more. And that's why a lot of families have broken. And they did it themselves. Those traditions caused those families to break.
Okay. All right. Charlady, are you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Yep.
So did you want to comment what Bro or GP said?
I'll comment because someone in my family married someone that is the totally opposite. So you could say he broke tradition. Were we mad about it? Nope. Love the person just like they're any other family member. But traditionally in my family, that has never happened. So I guess you could say he broke tradition. But we didn't lose no sleep about it. It's like, okay, that's his choice. Whatever. We didn't admonish him for it. Went to the wedding, had a good time. Life continues. But traditionally, it has never, ever happened in our family, ever.
Okay. GP?
Well, I mean, it just depends on what kind of family you come from, if they're pretty open-minded. But the religion one is a little bit different depending on the background. To specify more, like, for example, in the Quran, if you're a Muslim, it specifies that a Muslim man can marry a woman of the book, meaning of Jewish descent or a Gentile, you know, a Christian. But a Muslim woman cannot marry a man of the book, which is a double standard.
He's absolutely right, because I got him in my family. He is absolutely right.
Yeah. So it really depends on what the circumstances. The best way is just to educate yourself and know what you're getting yourself into. But, I mean, if they're good people and they want to be in your family, as long as they don't do anybody wrong, especially here in America, anything should go. It's just America's still a new country. We're still growing together. There should be a lot of blending going on for the next generations.
Okay. And GP, I just want to tell you, you sound just like Grid.
I sound like
that New Zealand Grid. F1 Grid, you sound like you have a New Zealand accent.
I get that a lot, but no, it's maybe because I study languages and I can swing various languages, but no, I'm 100% American. But yeah, I'm from Texas. Born and raised in Texas.
All right. Now, I think what T-Gun said is interesting. I believe tradition is a way for dead people to choose your actions. I think that has a lot of merit. Anybody want to take that one?
Yes, because if they're handed down from generation to generation, most of the people that started it are dead. And depending on where it started, the intelligentsia of the people wasn't real tough at that time. So people needed people to think for them. They needed people to look out for them and things like that. And having those traditions and those customs kept them safe. People don't need those safeguards today.
Okay. Shy lady?
No, I don't have any comment.
Okay. GP, you want to comment on that? Dead people choose your actions.
No comment.
I think that's really interesting. I think that's really interesting because a lot of the traditions that we have, and Charlotte, you may push back on me on this. And when I say we, I don't mean America, I don't mean Chinese people, I don't mean Black, White, Indian. I'm just saying as a whole. I think a lot of traditions that are out there were started from dead people, that people who are long gone, people who are, you know, their headstones may be tilting over, you know. I think that's a good point. And T-Gun says, for example, tradition of killing dolphins in Denmark, absolutely stupid thing now. I heard about that, you know, so yeah. So who is Shiley, was that you? I wasn't paying attention. Was that you who wanted to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say that when Bro made the comment about traditions being passed down from dead people, it's just the same thing. You know, my grandparents and great parents, when I knew them in my life, they had traditions. They passed them down to my father and my mother, and I got them. They're long gone. So there's truth in that.
So for the most part, then, do you guys agree that, and I know, you know, this topic has gone full circle here. We talked about a lot of different stuff. Do you guys pretty much think that traditions don't really matter? Should we even call them traditions? Is it a cultural thing? Is it just something that you do? I mean, what is everyone's definition of a tradition? And I'm going to start with GP. So GP, I'll just ask you, what is your definition of a tradition?
You're going to have to pass me up. I'm kind of drying right now. Just pass me up.
Okay. Okay. Shy lady?
I think the definition, I don't know the Merriam-Webster dictionary.
No, I'm not asking what
I know.
The, what
I know the, you're not, but I'm saying
the,
that.
The dictionary, just your own.
Definition. I know. I know exactly what you're saying, but I'm saying, obviously, there's a true definition, and I could be wrong, but the definition that I have of a tradition is something that is passed down. It's this point. It could be anything. It could be a recipe. It could be a custom. It's just something that's passed down from one generation to the next. So that's just okay. my point of view.
Okay, and Shelby says they have been thrown out the window. So what does it matter what it means? I mean, for some people, it doesn't. That's why I said, what is your definition? Because for some people, they haven't been thrown out the window. For some people, they still have those traditions, whatever you think the tradition is. GP, thank you very much for popping on. So, Bro, what is, you know, do you have your definition?
Yes, and it's only my functional definition of tradition, because I believe that if you've been on this earth for an extended period of time, you are within your right to put together word dynamics in the capacity that it works for you. And my functional definition of a tradition is things that have been put together and put in place so that people can work together in cooperation with one another. Because most of the traditions that have been passed down throughout the centuries have been traditions that require a group of people working in conjunction with one another. Like Shy Lady said, somebody might make the macaroni salad. Somebody might make the chicken. It don't allow one person to be overwhelmed.
Okay. All right. And Shelby says, my definition is the material objects that my family and ancestors have left behind. I mean, to me, I mean, tradition can be anything that is passed down through generations, or just, you know, just your family, whatever. Do we have a lot of traditions in our family? No, but the one tradition that we do have that I really like personally is that, you know, on Christmas and birthdays and stuff like that, we don't buy each other gifts. We do everything that is, you know, made. And to this day, it's like, my son, as older he gets, you know, he still will give us a handmade gift, a handmade card, and I like those a lot better than going out to the store and spending money. You know, our whole thing is, you know, we have the tradition of if you can make it, don't spend it. So you don't have to spend it. So, y'all, on that note. This has been a show. So we have 2 days in a row, because yesterday's show on karma, that one got really, really deep. But guys, tomorrow, I'm just going to give y'all a heads up for my show tomorrow. Might not be a show that y'all want to come to. I am going to be talking about three different headlines, stories that have made the news. I will be streaming on across two of my shows because I have another show that I'm going to be streaming on both of those platforms. But I'm going to be talking about something that a lot of people may not want to hear. And people say, there goes Saladin again. But I'm going to be talking about stuff that my opinion needs to be discussed. But it's some things that came out in the news about two things that happened in two classrooms across the country. Actually, three things. All three of these things happened in the classroom. So I will be providing video. So if you all want to see the video, you'll have to go over to my YouTube channel, My Turn to Talk, to see it. But it will be a show that may ruffle some feathers. But y'all know me. I talk about the controversial things. So I'm giving everyone a warning. And letting you guys know. But as always, I do appreciate you guys coming. And TT Gunn, thank you for popping in. I do appreciate it. And GP, thanks for coming up on the panel. And Bro and Shy Lady, as always, thank you. So I'm going to leave you guys with, this is going to be a short song because I did not download a song today. So I'm just going to take us out with a little bit of Sly and the Family Stone with Everyday People. Until then, enjoy the rest of your day or evening wherever you are in the world, and I hope to see you tomorrow. Thank you for coming. That's it, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye.